This is the Hollywood Casino Press Box. Now back to Frank Cusimano on 590 The Fan and 590thefan.com.
Welcome back. Hollywood Casino Press Box on the all-new 590 The Fan. Frank Cusimano with you till 12. We've talked some hockey with Chris Kerber, some football with Bob Glauber, and now a little bit of basketball with Matt Powers, who's putting on really one of the best high school basketball events in the Midwest, certainly the best in this area. It starts at 8:30 in Highland, the Highland Shootout. It'll end at about 11 o'clock. And the big one, well, I wouldn't even say the big, there's so many great games in this. Matt, good to be with you. How are you, sir?
Hey, Frank. Hey, good. Thanks for having me on.
But first, let's just get to the main event. What's happening on in your final game on Saturday night in Highland?
So Belleville West will play Vachon out of St. Louis. And those two teams both, I don't know if you remember a couple years ago when Chaminade played Belleville Althoff. That was Tatum. Jason Tatum played Jordan Goodwin. Kind of very similar to that. So E.J. Liddell, who's one of the best players in the country and arguably the best player that's come out of the Metro East, leads Belleville West. And they won the state title last year. They're ranked number 11 right now in the country of all teams. I think the highest ranked team for public school in the country. And they're playing Vachon, who has – Sean's got about six Division I kids. Mario McKinney's going to Mizzou. And they're ranked number 24 in the country. So – huge game, probably in the Midwest, one of the best high school basketball games you could possibly see.
Yeah, I think the matchup is just Cameron Fletcher, who's blowing up at Vachon, who
yes.
Calipari's already seen. Izzo was there the other night against Liddell. That could be really intriguing.
Yes, they're similar players, I think. And, you know, it's the Liddell McKinney thing's interesting because they're friends, but then Cameron Fletcher and Liddell are similar players. And his recruitment has exploded, and, you know, for what it's worth on these national rankings for high school players, Fletcher is kind of moving quickly up the charts. So, you know, it's going to be interesting, and he's being heavily recruited. And beyond that, those last three games of the day, consecutively, there's kind of a big three group of juniors in St. Louis. There's Caleb Love from CBC, Luke Kasupke from Chaminade, and then that final game is Cameron Fletcher from Vachon. None of them have committed to a school yet, so there should be quite a few college coaches there.
Yeah, Billiken fans want to be there at 1, Bloomington, Illinois, against East St. Louis, led by Billiken recruit Terrence Hargrove. Then at 3 o'clock, you have Poplar Bluff against Highland. How did Highland become kind of a power?
Yeah, I mean, this year is one of the better teams they've ever had. They're doing really well. The Poplar Bluff team they're playing against is similar to them. They've got a kid, Sam Laporta, who's going to Highland, that's going to Iowa for football next year. And he's a great basketball player, and he's playing against a kid from Poplar Bluff that's just like him. So it'd be a great matchup. That game 7 at 6:30, there's a team from Wisconsin, Nicolet is how you pronounce it. They've got a kid that might be the best junior in the entire country. His name's Jalen Johnson, and he's got offers. His recruitment's wide open, but Duke, Kentucky, Carolina, Kansas, all those schools. And that's, I mean, maybe the best player we've had in here outside of Jason. So that will be a great game, and it'll be fun to see that from them traveling all the way from Milwaukee to come down.
Chaminade has that Luke Kasupke, 6'5", he's a junior, correct?
Junior, yeah.
Yeah,
junior.
He had a 50-point game the other night. He followed up with 31. He's one of the best shooters I've seen in a while. Now, you have Batchman on your list, but I think he has left Chaminade, correct?
Yes, yeah, so there is a lot of chatter about that. I don't think that's ever been confirmed. It is kind of up in the air. I don't know if he has or not. I hope that he hasn't, but I'm not sure. We don't know.
All right, are there any tickets left?
So, good question. We sell we typically sell anywhere from 2,800 tickets, usually around there. We've got about 150 all-day passes left. They're going extremely fast. I would say by the end of the day, we're sold out. We will have a limited number at the door, but those are usually gone very quick. So if anyone has any intention on coming to it, they need to get on there quickly and get them.
Good.
Everything's done online. $14 for an all-day pass. You get a wristband. You can come and go as you please. $8 for the first four games, which are more normal or more local-type teams that are playing. And then it will be streamed online, so we'll have the URL up on our website where people can click and watch the game.
Great stuff. Matt, we appreciate your time. Congratulations on another huge event, the Highland Shootout. Yes. Thank you so much.
Okay, thanks, Frank. Thanks for having me on.
All right, Matt Powers joining us from Highland. East St. Louis, the girls begin it at 8:30, and the thing will be over at about 11 o'clock at night. I ever tell you that my dad used to drop me off when I was like in fourth or fifth grade, a couple years in a row, the Normandy tournament. I would bring like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches, and I would be there from like 9 a.m. to like 7 o'clock at night. I don't know if that was great parenting, just dropping off an 11-year-old in Normandy.
I don't know. Let's get out of the house.
And that Jalen Johnson, that junior, is the fourth best of his class.
And he's got it narrowed down to?
It looks like Duke, Arizona, Florida. DePaul has some interest as well, but it looks like Duke is the runaway favorite currently. Number two in the position, number five nationally from Wisconsin. Looks legit.
All right, let's take a short time out. When we come back, Martin Kilcoyne will join us.